And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle, we've got a lot to cover this week, and a number of our recent guests have folks talking, especially this one.
You have to make controversial, tough, hard decisions in these kinds of positions, and you're going to make mistakes. If you think that people don't make mistakes at this level, then you just have no understanding of the responsibilities that exist with this kind of job.
That's former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Michelle, you spoke with him earlier this week about his rocky tenure, which ended dramatically with his resignation in September of 2007.
Lee, it was one of the very few interviews that Mr. Gonzalez has given since he left office. I counted four, this being the fourth, only the second broadcast interview. So our conversation got a lot of attention. In fact, the New York Times published an editorial based on his statements in the interview. You can find a link to the Times piece on our blog.
And judging by the web traffic on this story, Gonzalez is still a lightning rod for criticism. But Josh thinks Tell Me More handled the discussion pretty well.
Your interview with former Attorney General Gonzalez was priceless. I enjoyed how you treated him fairly, but didn't cut him any slack either.
But not everyone agrees with Josh, and I'll quote another listener who wrote to us. Isn't it nice that NPR has become a safe place for disgraced senior Bush administration officials like Gonzo? They know NPR is a safe place for them to come and publicize their talking points in a safe, fact-free environment where they won't be challenged, end quote. That's from a listener who blogs under the name Grumpy Demo.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion, Grumpy Demo. Moving on, Lee, we had a conversation on yesterday's program about President Barack Obama's interview with the Arab Language Television Network Al Arabiya.
And Michelle, a lot of people are buzzing about why the president's first interview wasn't granted to a U.S. news outlet. It's a pretty big deal to book the first interview with the president. But anyway, many Obama supporters saw the move as a good way to reach out to the Arab world, which listener Tom says he can understand.
I'm very positive about our new president. Approach to the Muslim world and specifically the Arab portion of the Muslim world. I think he touched both sides well. In other words, let's unclench the fists of radical Islam and have them be willing to at least come halfway with the Western world.
Thank you, Tom. Finally, we did a story on all the pop culture frenzy surrounding President Obama, his wife Michelle, and young daughters Sasha and Malia. But much is also being said about whether the superstar treatment of the Obamas is just a bit too much. Well, Isaac called us. He thinks the hype is a good thing.
I think they've done a wonderful job so far, and I think that within itself will inspire more black families to focus more on taking care of what needs to be done just to build up the family.
Thank you, Isaac, and thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Also, we have an update for you. We reported recently on the Spanish-language television network Univision and the courtroom battle over their programming. They were being sued by Grupo Televisa, which supplies some of their most popular programming, over licensing fees. Well, the two sides did reach a settlement. Univision will need to pay an additional $65 million a year more through the year 2017. And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. And of course, you can also go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.